Crunch Time 95.3, The Score. It's that time on a Tuesday. We lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and we wonder, really? The acronym surface from WTF to the actual title of this segment, WAYD. It's called What Are You Doing? And we'll let Alex start.
What the hell, Brian? to Liz Swainy, I ask.
What are you doing?
I mean, the Winter Olympics, full of a lot of odd events and odd performances, but I think Swainy's might be the weirdest I've ever seen. If you miss the women's ski halfpipe, then you miss Swainy's performance, if you can actually call it that, because all she did was go up and down the halfpipe without doing any tricks. I mean, the ski halfpipe has way fewer over-the-top cool tricks to begin with than the snowboarding one, but she didn't do anything at all, just up and down the hills until the end. And then after the run, she told a reporter she was disappointed because she didn't make the finals and actually looked surprised. Her score was more than 40 points behind the lowest score that moved to the medal round. And apparently she's never been good, never broke 40 in any competition she competed in leading up to the games. She's an American but represented Hungary through some sort of loophole. After going down the hill a whole bunch and not doing a single, like, actual trick during any of those runs, I'm not sure either country is super happy to claim her at this point, as we ask.
What are you doing?
She did do a 180. You said no trick. She did a 180 okay. At the end.
And that's like the only trick she's ever done in any lead up to the Olympics.
Considering
one more trick than I've done at the Olympics.
The norm seems to be a 1080. That doesn't really seem like it's going to get you there.
It is the oddest thing ever. Like a foot over the edge of the half pipe and then just back down straight and then back down straight the other
way. Bunny hill skiing.
Like I could have done that.
All right. The failure of subhumans tweeting crap at Elijah Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
Seriously, it's not bad enough the level of pathetic we get when imbeciles tweet at NFL players because their loser fantasy team is proving that they're not, in fact, capable of being a professional general manager. Now you're attacking a college player because they didn't perform up to your standards, and I loved him going on Twitter and not taking it, calling people front runners and stating the fact y'all will not last half a second in coach's shoes or in a jersey. How pathetic does your life have to become to grab your phone or device and lash out at a guy like that who plays his ass off? Dude averaged 21 points, 19 points per game the last 2 years at New Mexico. Currently, Oregon's second leading scorer. Look, you're on Twitter, you're on social media, and you want to post about your team or shot selection or mistakes or not boxing out just in an analytical way, fine. But personally, at a young player, Summer's Eve on line two, they want you to do an endorsement, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To NBC and Dan Hicks, I ask.
What are you doing?
Bro, how hard is it to do live sports for these people? Like, we always complain that NBC doesn't do enough live coverage of the Summer and Winter Olympics, and then I think we might know why, whether it be commentators offending entire nations like Japan. Now we can add veteran announcers saying the wrong person won. Then when faced with the cold reality that the person they said won did not, doubling down on it several times. So women's Super G was crazy. Esther Ledecká, who is a world champion snowboarder, shocked the entire world by edging out Anna Wiedt by a hundredth of a second. And on the broadcast, Dan Hicks and Bodie Miller apparently couldn't come to terms with it because Hicks said like five times that Wiedt had won and Miller never corrected him. And not only had Ledecká beat Wiedt, but there were 25 skiers left to compete when they said it. This is literally one of the most shocking upsets in Olympic history, and NBC thoroughly messed it up. They also interviewed Lindsey Vonn about finishing fourth. Yeah, she finished sixth. So to NBC we ask.
What are you doing?
To Ray Carruth, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, boy.
So you write a 15-page letter to the mother of the young woman you had killed by paying scum to shoot into her belly, which was carrying your child because you didn't want another kid or to pay child support. And now you want custody. For openers, how the hell is he even getting out of prison? Did you hear the first part? He told the dirt he hired to try and kill them both, and because of it, the now 18-year-old, who was denied oxygen, suffers from cerebral palsy. But wait, wait, Carruth says he's sorry, and he should be raising his son. Actually, the only thing you should be raising is off the cement pit you should be living in each morning. He was sentenced to 18 to 24 years for his crime. This is year 18. How the hell is he getting out early? Shouldn't we not even have to have this disgusting conversation for another 6 years? Well, I guess in the letter he says he wishes he did things differently. Oh, so in that case, a still no, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wishes you did things differently. Are you kidding me? To Sandy Alderson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Mets GM is all in on Tim Tebow. So much so that he was asked about Tebow this week because, you know, GMs get asked about 30-year-old minor league players all the time.
Abel.
And in response to it, he said, while the experiment will not last forever, that he thinks that he believes Tebow will be a great addition to a major league camp during spring training, that he expects Tebow to play on their major league roster at some point soon. He actually thinks, if you ask him, that putting him on a major league roster would accelerate his development and would make him a better player for them. I think Alderson might have it a bit backwards. Like, you play in the minors to figure out if you're good at baseball, good enough maybe to make a major league roster. You don't generally throw in average athletes to go up against the best in the sport. It's like me, a guy who has snowboarded 4 times in his whole life, competing with Shaun White. I would fall down a lot and lose. And so will Tebow, because he's bad and 30. Not a good combo for a major league roster. So to Sandy Alderson, I ask.
What are you doing?
To the NCAA penal system. I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get you guys are a little slow. Took about 26 years to levy the stupid over-the-top sanctions against USC for Reggie Bush. I'm sure you're still investigating City College for their point shaving scandal from 1951. But you do have to stop this idiocy and telling us Bush didn't win the Heisman or that the 5-5 didn't make the Final Four. And even though the bright side is joyous to me, Rick Pitino eternally humiliated because he's a dirtbag who had public sex with a woman while he was married to his only wife, and the moron got a tattoo to commemorate the 2013 Natty. Yeah, that's today's story. The NCAA denied the Louisville appeal. It's got to remove their third title banner. Not their third, their title banner. And this is the first time a D1 basketball championship is erased, but it's not. And for the record, Michigan is not the new champ. Neither is North Carolina, A&T, Colorado State, Oregon, Duke, and Wichita State. So for everybody who played them that year, just be quiet. It's got nothing to do with you. You're not involved. So stop, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right.